Thank you, Mr. Vice President. My delegation wishes to exercise our right of reply to the earlier statement made by the delegation of Vanuatu. My delegation once again rejects and regrets the attempt by Vanuatu to abuse the Council for its own narrow-minded political agenda. Contrary to Vanuatu's deliberate deception and blatant misrepresentation, the Indonesian government remains firmly committed to promote and protect human rights at the national and subnational levels. As a full-fledged democracy, the right to organize and to peacefully participate in demonstrations is ingrained in Indonesia's daily reality. A brief scan through Indonesian media outlets, especially prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, can attest to this fact. Further, throughout the implementation of physical distancing during the pandemic, countless online discussions on a range of issues that are critical to government policies, including regarding Papua, have been held without any interruption. Between September 2020 to May 2021, in the middle of a global pandemic, in a span of just 9 months alone, more than 10 wide-scale demonstrations have been facilitated by the national and subnational authorities in the provinces of Papua and West Papua. Before the pandemic, this number is much, much higher. As reflected in our UPR report, in 1 year, police in the provinces of Papua and West Papua facilitated at least 190 public demonstrations. This means an average of one demonstration every 2 days. These facts speak volumes and negate Vanuatu's baseless allegations. The special autonomy law for the provinces of Papua and West Papua was born from the aspirations of the Papuan people following the pivotal event of the 1998 reformation. It is a reflection of the serious commitment of the central and local government to promote development and welfare in the provinces of Papua and West Papua as an integral part of the Republic of Indonesia. The law governs, among others, affirmative action for Papuans in the fields of politics, health, and labor, legal certainty regarding the Papuan People's Representatives and People's Assembly, a greater priority for Papuans to be involved in economic development, larger representation of local Papuans in representative bodies, and better management of the Special Autonomy Fund. The expansion of provinces in Papua is aimed at fulfilling the aspirations of the Papuan people and to guarantee full and equal opportunity for the people in Papua to exercise their political, economic, and sociocultural rights. Mr. Vice President, riots and violence do not fall under the category of peaceful assembly. It is therefore deeply irresponsible for Vanuatu to intentionally misrepresent the implementation of the right to the freedom of peaceful assembly in Indonesia. Instead of continuously undermining the progress and sovereignty of Indonesia, it would be in Vanuatu's interest to focus more on improving its own state of affairs. Indonesia therefore once again wishes to invite Vanuatu to work together in a spirit of brotherhood and collaboration instead of continuing its false and politically motivated aggression against a democratic and sovereign state. I thank you.